Welcome to the SEI podcast series, a production of the Carnegie Mellon Software Engineering Institute. The SEI is a federally funded research and development center at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. A transcript of today's podcast is posted on the SEI website at sei.cmu.edu/podcasts. My name is Bill Pollack, and today I am pleased to introduce to you Peter Feiler and Julien Delange, both senior researchers at the SEI. In today's podcast, we will be discussing the latest developments with the Architecture Analysis and Design Language, AADL, standard. Before we dive into that topic, a few words about today's guests. Peter is the technical lead and author of the Architecture Analysis and Design Language standard, which was published in November 2004. Version 2 of the standard was published in January 2009. He is a senior member of the technical staff. His research interests include dependable real-time systems, architecture languages for embedded systems, and predictable system analysis and engineering. Julien is a member of the technical staff at the SEI and leads several projects related to architecture modeling and avionics system design. His work on the AADL committee includes authoring the ARINC 653 Annex for the modeling of avionics architecture. He also designed tools for the analysis and implementation of avionics architecture from models. He was also a lead designer and developer of the TACE toolset, a model engineering framework for designing cyber-physical systems from models and supported by the European Space Agency. Welcome, Peter and Julien. Let's start off by having you tell us a little bit about the Architecture Analysis and Design Language standard and its role in software-intensive systems. How is AADL being used today?
Well, AADL aims at software-intensive systems, as you say, and those are systems in which the software makes a system work. One first class of those systems are safety-critical systems like aircraft, and it's that industry that encountered that problem first. And they were looking for a solution, and it's in that context that we designed the architecture design and analysis and design language, AADL. The idea behind AADL is that we can discover problems early in the process because industry data shows that 80% of software-related errors are discovered very late in the integration process. By that time, the rework cost is very high, and they have experienced cost explosions such that 70% of the aircraft cost is now software.
So, Peter, you are the technical lead and the author of AADL. Can you tell us a little bit about your role in developing it?
Well, it started out by looking over research in architecture languages in the 1990s. And in particular, one language was developed by Steve Westall at Honeywell called MetaH, specifically for embedded systems. And what that meant was that it dealt with not only the software, but the hardware that it runs on and the systems that it tries to interface with. And it's those three elements that are important for embedded systems and safety critical systems, because it is the interface between them and the mismatched assumptions between those that usually cause these system level problems that are caught late. And so it's out of that we started in 2000 with the standards effort, published a standard first in 2004. Industry started using it in pilot projects, and as a result of that, we revised it and republished a new version in 2009 with a small revision this fall. My role in it was to bring technology together from that one language, together with ideas from other architecture languages, and then on the other hand, make it a practical solution based on the requirements of the industry. And the committee consisted of mostly industry folks that are trying to use the technology rather than researchers that are trying to push technology. And so my job was to bring it all together, make it a consistent language, and work it through the committee so that it comes out the door and is ready for use.
Great. So I know that you work with critical software. Could you please relate some stories related to software errors from your experiences in the field and tell us what role AADL might play in mitigating these errors?
Well, there's one little story is a year ago, I read the Consumer Report and a washing machine failed its test. And then the next issue, they had an article in there that the company sent a software patch. And after the software patch was installed in the washing machine, it passed the test. So it doesn't have to be a complicated system like a car or an aircraft that these kinds of problems happen. But at the same time, I got an article about the Ford Fusion hybrid car that had fires in its engine, and it is caused by a software error they have recently identified. And there's numerous occasions where aircraft are behaving erratically, where aircraft go into a nosedive without explanation. And in many cases, what it is that a fault, for example, in the hardware where two boards get too close to each other, and because of vibration touch, causes a transient error that corrupts data. And so when you get airspeed from this device and it has this transient error, your aircraft thinks it's somewhere else and goes into nosedive type of behavior. So what you have is when people do these system safety analysis, they are focused on the physical parts failing, and they understand that part. But what the consequence of that in software is today is still not very well understood. And that's part of what we are promoting with AADL, is not only just understanding the architecture, but also understanding what's going on in the behavior of the system, and especially then in the fault behavior of the system.
And this is especially really difficult because you have more and more function realized into software. So you can have a trade-off and issue when you have different function on the same processor and one function can impact another. So you have to be careful when you design your system and to validate the system and to find issues before starting to develop the software. So with ADL, the nice aspect of ADL is that you can perform some validation before starting the implementation, and also the semantics of the language is appropriate to automatically generate the code. So by automatically generate the code, you make sure that the system specifications are enforced in the implementation, and you avoid all the program traditional errors you have when you produce code manually with a human developer. And also you make sure that the interface between each function is enforced. And one step later will be to also automate the test of the system once you produce the implementation. But this is an ongoing research topic, I guess.
So what do you see as the future of the architecture analysis and design language?
I guess there are three parts to an answer. The one part, what happens to the standard itself? Second part is what happens to technology that goes around the standard and then in its actual use. On the standard itself, the ADL standard is actually a standard suite. There's the base language, and then there are extensions that help you deal with certain issues. And one area in which we just are finishing the revision is actually the safety area, where we have what we call the error model annex. It allows you to attach fault behavior descriptions to your base architecture description, and in such a way that it supports you throughout your whole safety analysis process, starting out with functional hazard assessment through failure mode and effects analysis, fault tree analysis, to then actually designing your fault management architecture. So what we are doing, and that's a combination of what we are doing as a standard and also in the research community, is adding this error model extension. We are also adding an extension that deals with formally capturing requirements and tracking how the requirements are supported. And it's in that context we are moving in the direction of assurance cases, where we deal with the evidence that we are collecting through analysis together with testing and making sure that the whole thing is consistent. So at the end, the idea is that we can do end-to-end verification and validation throughout the whole development process, like Julian was already alluding to. And in that context, then improve the way we are doing not just testing, but also cut down the cost of certification and qualification of systems, and potentially can do that incrementally.
Yeah, and in fact, actually, last research work did was to validate the system before implementation. And right now, we try to use a model to certify and automate the certification of the system. For example, you check that the behavior at runtime is consistent with the specification, which is really difficult to do without testing manually the system. So the idea also is to use AADL in other domain. So right now for the safety analysis, we are applying this to the medical domain also. And this is also part of an effort to design a safe medical device. Also, another research interest is to connect the technology, the AADL technology, with other technology being developed at the SCI. For example, we are making some cost assessment of different iteration of a system architecture. So when you have a defined and established software architecture, what is a cost when you make a new iteration, when you change something in the architecture, what will be the cost and the impact? And we are also trying to connect ADL with that, because ADL describes the runtime aspect of the system, the deployment, the configuration, and it can add some valuable information that can have an impact on the cost development.
Just building on the medical device domain, it is actually the FDA that is quite interested in that kind of activity, because they're starting to plug these medical devices together, and they want to know up front whether they will cause damage to each other or not. Yeah, so they have this project going on where they will build up a case that they can show to people, this is how we want it delivered, and AADL plays a key role in that. Safety obviously plays a key role, and they will be folding assurance cases into it.
Yes.
The other interesting thing is that the underwriters laboratory has started to get interested in getting into that business and has started to learn about that area as well.
The funny aspect is that the same technology we developed for avionics architecture, we apply that right now in the medical domain. You can think that the what you want to verify and validate will be different, but in fact it's just to make sure that the system works and to apply some certification and validation techniques.
I see. So I understand that you maintain a wiki that's accessible to the public. What kind of information do you maintain there, and where else can people go to find more information about your work?
So we maintain a wiki with our community that gather all the paper we have about our research on ADL. Also, we have a source code that is hosted on github.com, and people can come here and contribute freely to the OZATE toolset that is supporting ADL. We are also open to all contribution in terms of projects that has been done with ADL, also the adding new papers about the technology. And a really interesting fact is that we have new contributors on the wiki, and they add some work we were not aware of, like work about avionics architecture and ADL, that has been done in Asia with some Chinese research institute.
Some other things that you can find on the wiki is every time we have a standard meetings, which are quarterly, we usually hold 1 or 2 days that are user days where people report out their experiences with AADL. All of those are posted on the wiki, for example. So it's an interesting history that you can look through of people's experiences. We also have a page that gives pointers to tool sets that people have put together around AADL that you have access for. And then finally, the wiki is not the only source, but the main starter point source is AADL.info, our website, and from that you can get to your links to the wikis and to all those other things. And final, one of the things you will notice, we recently published a book on AADL, on the use of AADL, so if you want to have that, again, go to AADL.info and you find pointers to that as well.
From AADL.
Yep.
Great.
And we just find that the wiki is very useful because we have, since many years, a really active and established community, and we didn't give all the tool maybe to publish necessary information. So every people contribute already to the wiki and build all the necessary documentation and all the research information that has been done during projects. So this is a really useful tool.
So Peter, Julian, thanks for visiting with us today. If you'd like more information about the research in this field, you can visit aadl.info, and there's a link there to the wiki and all the other information that Peter and Julian talked about today. You can download the SEI technical reports and notes on AADL from the SEI library website at sei.cmu.edu/library/reports-papers.cfm. This podcast is also available on the SEI website at sei.cmu.edu/podcasts and on Carnegie Mellon University's iTunes U site. As always, if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to email us at info@sei.cmu.edu. Thank you.